This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Phil Scott was elected to a second term as Vermont's governor in yesterday's midterm elections, and the Republican governor joins me now on the line. Governor, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on your win.
Well, thank you very much, Mitch, and thank you for having me on.
Now, it isn't long before the legislature reconvenes in January. I'm wondering, what are your main priorities once lawmakers return to Montpelier?
Well, they haven't changed in 2 years. We face some demographic challenges in the state, workforce issues, and we need to attract more families here and make Vermont more affordable. So making Vermont more affordable, protecting the most vulnerable, and growing the economy are three issues that we'll continue to work on.
There was a lot of contention this year over budget funding, especially funding for education, dealing with things like property taxes that are tied to that funding. And, you know, you had some big proposals this year for reducing growth and education spending. I'm wondering if you plan to unveil any similar legislation in 2019 and what you'll do between now and January to make sure Democrats you tussled with this year don't dismiss those ideas out of hand.
Well, my vision has always been to try and do whatever we can within the constraints that we have, live within our means, so to speak. We've heard the scream for relief from those with the concerns about property taxes in particular. But what my vision is to create a continuum of learning from cradle to career. I think we need to invest more in early care and learning and more in trades training and higher education as well within the $1.7 billion that we spend today. So we'll be working towards that. We'll be coming out with a proposal to help in that regard. And hopefully the legislature will see the merits in that and work with us.
Any idea? Can you give us a quick preview of what that proposal might be?
No, I mean, it's again, just utilizing the funding that we have in place right now, $1.7 billion to educate our 75,000 students. We think there's a better way to do it. And if we think outside the box, have the courage to do so, we can create a system that will be much better and be actually an economic tool for us to attract more families into the state. So I think it's a win for everyone. We just need to work together.
School districts do seem to be resisting consolidation, though. Barry City, Barry Town, Orleans school districts, a lot of rejections of those mergers yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to change. And these are governance changes under Act 46, which wasn't something that I had crafted. This was passed by the former Governor Shumlin, and the Democratic leadership in the House and Senate. So we're just following through on the law, but we'd have to do something different. So what we're doing now isn't working. We've lost 30,000 students over the last 20 years in our public education system. So we're going to have to do something different than we're doing today. But again, it creates an opportunity for us to do something better, give Vermonters a better product, and give students something better. Think about the kids and what the outcome is for them. And I look forward to doing so.
Governor, Democrats did pick up several seats in the Vermont House last night. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says she hopes that will, those gains will increase Democrats' bargaining power with you. I'm wondering, how does this change your approach, if at all, with working with the Democratic majority in Montpelier?
Well, obviously, it's a change approach. Use the tools that you have available to you, and when that's gone, you seek other opportunities. So, I will continue to work together. I've always treated people with respect and civility. I think it's the Vermont way, and we'll seek opportunities to find common goals.
You've carved out quite a niche along with some other Republican governors like Charlie Baker in Massachusetts, Larry Hogan in Maryland, for being willing to speak out against some of the policies of the Trump administration on things like immigration and environmental protection. Will you continue to oppose the president if his priorities and general demeanor don't comport with the values that you adhere to as governor of Vermont?
Well, I think I've been pretty clear on that issue from the very beginning. I haven't been a supporter of President Trump. Wasn't during the primary as well when he first decided to run, and I I'm like a referee or an umpire. I call them as I see them. If he does comes across and proposes issues that are in conflict with our values, then I'll oppose them. But if he does something that's beneficial, we'll work with him as well.
One more question, Governor. By all accounts, you really ran a respectful campaign against your opponent, Christine Hultquist, and that seemed mutual. I'm wondering if perhaps there could be a place for Christine Hultquist in your administration. Is that something you would consider asking her about?
Well, again, you know, from my perspective, and I'm very appreciative of the campaign that we ran. This is my 10th election. I've never run a negative campaign. Didn't intend to start doing so then. I've had a number waged against me. But I don't think that's the Vermont way. It's not the way I do business. In creating my team, and I believe in a team aspect, you need people, teammates, and I've got a very talented team on my side on the cabinet level. But they have to share my vision as well as have chemistry within the team. So I'm not discounting anything, but certainly need to all pull in the same direction in order to be successful. And I've got a great team in place right now.
Republican Governor Phil Scott has been elected to his second term. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks very much, Mitch.